and I guess your sort of title?
My name's David Murphy, and I'm the CEO for Midwest Research, SCWL, for Australasia.
Okay, cool. So David, thanks so much for coming in on 2SER Breakfast. What do we actually hear when we play one of these CDs?
What you hear is the dominant masking sound that is designed to overlay the messages that are underneath. Now, the messages that are underneath are recorded at a variety of frequencies and speeds, and with a masking sound are designed to bypass the conscious analytical mind, so that with repetition, the new conditioning becomes grafted into the subconscious mind to give a new response in certain circumstances, such as if there was a circumstance that gave rise to anxiety as a trigger, then that will be replaced with the repetition of the programming over 3 or 4 weeks to elicit a different response.
So what's kind of sort of the theory behind these subliminal messages? Sort of how does it work? You mentioned that it kind of subconsciously enters the mind. Can you sort of expand on that a bit for us?
Yes. The theory is that if you can bypass the conscious analytical mind and impact the programming in the brain and refashion it by firing into it multiple messages at frequencies and speeds, then you can impact that conditioning and refashion it to a different response, a designer response, so that you can become more the person you would like to be.
Because you're sort of involved in sort of the self-help kind of facet of this.
These are for self-help, personal use, for habit eradication, ability enhancement, attitude development, relationships, learning skills, sports, athletics, a whole variety. There's 179 that have been developed over 35 years now.
And are there any kind of research into how effective these sort of are?
Yes, I have a copy of the book Subliminal Treatment Procedures here with me. And that's by Professor Swingle. That came out in 1992. And that's the clinician's handbook on the subject. If people are interested in meeting up sometime, I can show them that book and they can have a look at that, because some people would find the whole topic very interesting. Because we haven't heard about it for a long time. People will recall. You haven't heard about subliminals for a long time.
I remember it was quite big at some point, and it's kind of sort of fallen up by the wayside. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we were treading on the toes of you can guess what industry when we have programs like overcoming depression, relieving anxiety, overcoming fear and worry, calming nerves, deep relaxation, stress control. So there was a major industry that caused some grief around the late 1990s here in Australia. So it disappeared for a long time. But we know what went on. We know all that now. We know we're going to have a fight and we're ready for it. So it's beginning. But it's all out in the open now.
So you kind of muscled sort of, not out of business, sort of definitely muscled and put on the sidelines, I think.
Yes, it went to the sidelines, became inert. So...
And in terms of, I mean, do you yourself use much of these?
I've got 9 of them that I've selected out that I'm using, and I use them on a rotating Casserelle CD player, one of those carousels, mm-hmm. and it rotates 5 programs, one after the other. And you play them when you're reading, studying, watching TV, working on the computer, just doing anything else where the brain is actively focused on some conscious task. And you play them and they go into the ears, and the ears send them as an electrical nerve impulse to the brain, and it goes somewhere and it impacts the conditioning while you're doing other things. It just does require repetition. There are no side effects. So it's unlike... that competitor that I was talking about who has side effects.
Now, because in like pop culture, like in TVs and movies and stuff, you see people using these as they go to sleep. Is that not the way to do it?
Perhaps not the best. For an hour before going to sleep, you could play them while going to sleep, but that's not proven. But the brain should be engaged in doing other things at the time. You can be doing anything else, talking on the telephone or doing whatever.
In terms of, I mean, there's a whole array of what you've got available. There's one that I caught my eye in particular was becoming a basketball champion.
Yes, of all things.
What are some of the other most popular ones that you have?
Self-confidence, weight control. Let me grab that list. I'll just go through a list of some of the early ones. Weight loss, stop smoking, stress control, increasing memory power, the best in you, sex, loving relationships, overcoming fear and worry, overcoming depression, happiness, the joy of life, better health through positive thinking, success, motivation, total concentration, overcoming shyness, stop procrastination, developing creativity of thought, think yourself to greater riches, program for salespeople, superstar star performance for athletes, mutual sexual satisfaction.
So there's heaps.
There's a few.
There's heaps.
Yes, there are plenty there that have come out in 35 years. We have something for everyone, and what I put to people were when I'm talking to them, I have no idea what they want. Mm. I haven't got a clue. So I've just got a list of 179, and I tell them, go through the list and cross out all the ones you don't want, and we'll see what's left. And of the ones that are left, maybe go through it and pick the ones you're really keen to get started on and do that. And that gets an order of about 10 or 15 or 20 of them, and the price comes down when you order a bunch. So if anybody wants to play that game, they're welcome to contact me, because we're looking for people who want to play that game and earn extra income.
In terms of subliminal messages, in terms of the eyes of the law, I mean, in terms of broadcasting, I mean, I know we're not allowed to play any, and neither is sort of television. What do you know? Like, why is that seen as being illegal or shouldn't be broadcast?
It's bypassing consent. The person's not giving consent because they're not being consulted, because they don't know what is actually being said under there. So it's bypassing consent. Whereas when these ones, all you hear is the sound of ocean waves. You wouldn't get ratings for playing these. You'd lose, people think there's something wrong with the radio because they just hear ocean waves for an hour. And so it's not commercially viable.
Fantastic. I'll just check. So it's you're from subconscious way of learning.
Subconscious way of learning, or subconscious to conscious without limitation. SCWL, and they're by Midwest Research, and they've been around since 1979.
David Murphy, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.